Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. On this week's show, you'll learn what Clarissa and her friends are doing to live the model life and find out how you can too. What exactly is the model life? It's looking great, feeling better and healthier, and being happier. Let's get started right now. Here's your host, on Clarissa Burt.
That would be great. Hey, everybody. It's Clarissa Burt here live from Voice America and Influencers Channel here in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's probably about 110 degrees, David, wouldn't you think, today? Oh, my Lord.
It has been so. It was 105 last time I looked.
Yeah, exactly. It was 105 last time you looked, and we're only at 11 o'clock in the morning. So it's been brutal here weather-wise. I've got a guest this week. You know, every week you hear me talk about David Johnstone, my web guy. I call him my web guy. And this, I just said, come on in and just be on with me. And we're going to talk about, today we are talking about online commerce. And David knows an awful lot about online commerce. He knows about everything about social media. He's really good at everything, websites. And so I'm going to give you the call-in number right now so that you can make sure to call in and out with all of your questions. We've got this number for you, 866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. So as I said, we are here with on the Influencers Channel at Voice America. David is one of the super influencers in my sphere anyway, in my realm, in my world. You're a super influencer to me. You've really helped me a lot.
You.
No, you really are. You've helped a lot, David, get me out of trouble sometimes even, you know, sort of. So let's just dive in and talk about what it is that you want our listeners to know. One of the very first things that we had talked about and that we, you know, sort of got ready for. Let me find your questions, David. Where are they? Right there. Okay, so we, as you say, one of the most important things, and we all know, we hear about content, and putting out amazing content for more engagement. So, you know, I know that up until, well, I mean, it's important still, but, you know, getting likes was really important. Likes. And that really put you on the map. Now it's about getting reviews, getting those reviews about what it's like to work with you, what it's like to work with your product or your service and those sort of things. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah. So reviews are really good for our business because when people go to Amazon and we're trying to buy something,
absolutely.
What do we look at? We look at the reviews to know, is this the right product for me?
Sure.
It's the same thing for restaurants, for service companies,
pretty much
whatever.
Anything.
We're looking for
pretty
reviews.
Pretty much anything, yeah.
But specifically on Facebook, you know, we want to have amazing content to get the likes, the shares, and the comments.
Right.
And the reason is because Facebook wants to help promote you, and they're watching the likes, comments, and shares.
Right.
And Facebook's kind of complicated in the way they promote your website and doing it for free that I came up with my own little model for how it works. So when you put something out there that people are really interested in, for every like you get, Facebook's going to go ahead and show it to one more news feed. Now, this is just my model of how I think of it and how I do it.
All right.
So when you get a like, you know you're going to hit one more news feed above and beyond the typical 5% reach that you normally get. Mm-hmm. So that's one news feed. So if you get a comment, you're going to get 25 news feeds. So do you want one news feed or 25?
Well, certainly 25.
Well, then you want more comments.
Right.
Now, if you can get a share, think of that as 50 news feeds.
Okay.
So now which one do you want?
Well, I want 50.
Yeah. So you want more shares.
Okay.
Now, just like we're doing a Facebook Live video, those numbers, double them.
Okay.
So it's 2 per like, 50 per comment, or 100 for share.
Okay.
So that's how you can reach more news feeds for free.
Okay. And how do we incentivize people to do that for us? I mean, yeah, we give them good content, but there's a lot of good content out there. Is there any way we can reach them and say, hey, pick me first?
There's actually something you can do. Facebook's got a feature called follow first, that you can follow up to 30 people and see all of their content because you just love them so much.
Right.
You want to see everything that they share. So
follow
you can
first.
Do that to follow somebody and you see their content first.
Have we done that on my social?
We have.
We better. That's all I have to say about that. All right, hashtags. Give me the importance of hashtags. You know, I see hashtags. I understand hashtags. So I had a really hard time in the beginning understanding the difference between the ampersand or the at sign and hashtag. So go ahead and give me the difference there, why it's important.
So the hashtag comes from the pound sign that's at the beginning of the word. So it's a pound sign. We call it that. Some people call it hash sign, which is the origins of hashtag.
Right.
So after the hashtag is one word or several words all put together with no spaces. So it still looks like one word. And that becomes a keyword that you can search for. And even beyond Facebook, whether it's Twitter
or
Instagram,
you can find it.
So it's not so much that people have to like you to see the hashtag. You search across everybody. So it's a much larger search. So it's another great way, a free way, to get more visibility with what you're sharing. So I like to use a tool called Hashify.me.com
because I think it's hashtagify me.
Oh, I did.
That's okay. It's hashtagify.me. Go ahead.
Have you used it yourself?
I haven't. I just was reading off your notes. I just like to sound more important than
all
I
right.
really.
Yeah. So let's say you have a hashtag in mind. Let's say something totally odd for you: dog collars.
Okay.
Maybe you want to know what's popular in the realm of dog collars. You can go to hashtagify me. Find out what are the popular hashtags, and then you use those in your article.
Spoken by a man who has how many dogs at home?
Seven.
Appunto. Okay, moving right along. Invitations to like your page. So, okay, go ahead.
This one I really like, and I use it a lot. I do it for my clients, that when somebody comes and likes your page, there's going to be little icons at the bottom of it. We're on Facebook Live, so I can't really show it.
Right.
But if you look, you're going to see like the thumbs up and the heart and the smiley, just like the ones we're seeing going across the screen.
Yeah.
But at the bottom, if you click on those, Facebook's keeping track of who did that. And if they're not already a fan, there's going to be an invite button next to their name. You can invite them to be a fan of your page.
Awesome. Well, we do have some callers. Good. I did give a number again. It is 866-472-5795. Angie, are you there? You got a question for David.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am really great. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's the question?
Angie at American Express.
A lot of information that you have here. So, Dave, other than hearing that you've been awesome with other people, how would you recommend somebody getting started? Set up an appointment with you?
Yes, you can just go to my website, and there's a button right at the top. It's a little blue post-it note that you can schedule a spot with me.
And the website is?
FlashForwardSites.com.
FlashForwardSites.com. Great question, Angie. You have another one?
Yeah, I know you're talking about Facebook right now, but since I'm a new business owner, I'm looking to boost my business page. What kind of things can I expect that you can help me with?
Oh, good question. I can help with making sure that we're putting something out that your fans really want to know. So I happen to know that you're a travel agent. So, you know, we would want to be posting things about the destination. You know, where's somebody want to go to get out of this heat?
Cool stuff. Yeah.
4th of July, it's probably too short term to do something for that. But, you know, where could somebody go if they want to get away for 4th of July?
Very cool.
Or just anytime during the summer.
Right.
You know, talk about the destinations.
Right. And the other thing that I forgot to mention is that, you know, every week David does give away a 30-minute conversation. That too. But it's a consultation with him. So whether it be social media or your website, just go ahead and go to ClarissaBurt.com and you'll find there a form to fill out. And then you are put into the contest. And at the end of the show, we'll tell you who wins. And so we are going to tell you who wins today, the 30-minute consult with David. I think you've got three or four of them already, you know, from the shows that we've done, and you've got more coming. That's awesome. So we don't want to forget about the consult. We also have, well, let's show another just very quickly before we take our next caller, we do have this shirt, everybody. So this is a giveaway. We're going to thank Randy Park at PrintexInc.com. I'm starting a collaboration with them. And this is just a really cool shirt. It's a woman small. And there's going to be a giveaway for this, too. So go to ClarissaBurt.com. Sign up on the form. It's a simple form, real easy. But by the end of the show, we're going to tell you who wins David and who wins the shirt. And I was going to have David put the shirt on and model it for everybody. But we decided it might not be his size. He'll put it on.
How do I look?
Probably not his size. Okay, but it's a very cute shirt. So we've got another caller.
Gabriel.
Gabriel
is on.
Gabriel.
You there, Gabriel?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Gabe.
Hello?
Hey, I hear you.
We hear you. What's your question, Gabriel?
Hello?
All right, we don't hear Gabriel. Gabriel doesn't hear us. Do we have someone else on the line until we get Gabriel squared away? Paula. Let's get Paula through.
Okay.
Let's get Paula there. Paula, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Yes.
Okay. I don't really understand how to improve my Google ranking. Can you help me understand that?
That's a great question.
Well, a lot of people don't realize there's 200 different factors that Google's looking at to judge who are the lucky 10 that are going to show up on page one of Google.
Right.
So there's a lot of things to look at, probably more than I can
talk about
here
in this show, right.
But one of the first ones is make sure you have the keywords in your website.
Right.
That you want to be found for, because that's where Google's
trying to figure out. So you're saying on the back end of the website?
On the page.
Right there on the page.
Yes.
Okay, well, in the back end. But you want to make sure that your meta tags and your tagging and all that
stuff
on the back end as well helps, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's important.
But yeah, a lot of people forget about the keywords and having them in the body of the page,
right.
And then Google can't find them.
Right. But Paula, any other questions for David?
Not that I can think of.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
I hope that helped.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
How about Gabe? Is Gabe talking to us? Gabe, can you
Gabriel,
hear us?
Gabriel, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. Hey. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, awesome.
Great.
We gotcha.
So what's your question, Gabe?
Well, actually, I have a testimonial. I've used David. I currently use him, and he's been really, really great and really patient. He showed me how to work the Facebook and increase my likes and traffic to my Facebook page. So I really, really appreciate that.
That's really cool that you say that,
you.
Too, because, you know, Gabe, I've been working with David for a while as well, and it's one of the things that I have thanked him for on many occasions is how kind and sweet he is, but also how patient he is with those of us who really are clueless. Let's just call a spade a spade. And, you know, I've worked in the past with a lot of the, you know, young whippersnapper kind of guys that are in their 20s and possible 30s, and they just don't really know how to treat old ladies like me who are a little lost and, you know, are kind of, we're already coming to the table feeling ill-prepared and kind of stupid, may I say. And it's just really, it's really nice to work with someone like David, work with David, who is really as kind as he is, and just hold your hand through the entire process. And this is not a, you know, I'm not getting anything to say this, right? So it's just, it's real. And let me leave everybody, we've got a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds to go, but I've got a word of the day. You know my words of the day. Hey, David, I love the words of the day. It's called, here's the word, humble brag. You know what a humble brag is?
Never even heard of it.
It's a statement intended as a boast or a brag, but disguised by a humble apology, complaint, etc. Here's an example. He's humble bragging about how tired he is from his world travels.
Hmm.
Humble brag.
Good.
You are here. We are live with Clarissa, in the little limelight with Clarissa Burt on voiceamerica.com. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa Burt. We are in the limelight with me, Clarissa Burt, and we're on Voice America's Influencers Channel. We're talking to David Johnstone today. David is my web guy. I call him my web guy. I love working with David, as I said before. You know, just the kindest, sweetest man that I've ever worked with and on websites. I know you wanted to add a few things. What have you got for us?
Yeah. Well, first, I wanted to thank the three people who called in. That was so great.
It was really great.
From all of you.
Cool.
But I wanted to give your listeners a free gift. You know, not just a raffle thing for
okay. Well, that's
up,
every
but,
week. We
but
do want, that every I, week.
Yeah,
another want, free gift.
A free gift
well, see,
for
that's
everybody.
Awesome. Okay.
Everybody. Everybody
Go.
Who's listening, everybody who watches the Facebook
cool.
page.
Facebook
so,
Live too.
My business, I really depend on word of mouth referrals. So I created something to make it really easy so my clients could share me with their friends and family, mm-hmm. so I get more referrals that way.
That's really cool.
Well, I want to make that available to all the listeners. So remember a couple weeks ago, I gave you a referral for Jay Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
And I signed up with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I texted to you to make it really easy
really
for you
easy.
To call him.
Yes.
That's what this does. It pre-fills the text
great.
Message with that person's contact information, to make it really easy.
Okay.
So you go to shareme.today, and I'll post that on underneath the video so people can
see. What happens if you
want
to share it tomorrow? Does it still work?
Well, it's not a .com. It's a .today.
Oh, so .today. Okay.
So share me, one word,
shareme.today. And you go there and
you sign up. And you
sign
get,
up.
And I'll
okay.
set up a special link just for the people who sign
cool
up.
How cool is that, David? Thank you for that. That's
sure.
really awesome. Okay, I guess we have a few more minutes because I don't have my next caller calling in until 25 after the hour. So here's another thing that I know that we were going to talk about with you, and that is what is it that you really want people to do once they land? Okay, build a beautiful website, but I think people build a beautiful website not really thinking about why they're building it. So
yes.
What is it that people are supposed to do, you want people to do when they land on your website?
Exactly. What is it that you want? Are you wanting to get more phone calls? Mm-hmm. Are you wanting to get some booked appointments? Are you wanting to build that email list? Are you trying to sell something? You need to figure out what is it you want people to do when
right.
they get there, and then make sure it's very clear and obvious of
uh-huh.
what, and you want to take their hand and walk them through the process, because if it's complicated, they're going to leave.
Right.
If they can't find it, they're going to leave. And we give so many excuses for people to abandon the website that,
right.
And
the bulk of the really good content needs to be above the fold still, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's really important.
Yes, because research shows that 75% of people, they never scroll down.
They never scroll down. That's not true. 75. What the heck
do
they come to the website for?
There's free tools that build a heat map, and you can
right,
measure
right.
what people are doing. But
yeah.
And you see that. Everybody's right. looking at the top because
right.
it's there by default,
mm-hmm.
but hardly anybody scrolls down.
Right. Are you sharing amazing content on your social media is another question that you wanted me to ask you. And what do you mean? I mean, what is amazing content? Because I see so many people that they share quotes, or they share their food, or they share a picture of their animals. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
but they do. I know you have seven dogs. But, what is considered amazing content?
Well, it depends on the receiver on it, of it.
Mm-hmm.
if I'm trying to reach other dog lovers, then sharing dog stuff is really great.
Right.
If I'm trying to reach entrepreneurs,
right.
then those quotes, that are helping to keep us motivated
right.
to work really great.
Right, right, right.
Now, if there's educational parts or entertainment to it that we can add to the
mm-hmm.
mix, even better.
Okay. I want everybody out there on Facebook Live to give us some hearts and love. We love that. Ciao, Alberto Mariani. He's calling. I think we're getting Alberto in from Italy.
Wow.
I love my Facebook Lives because we do get people in from,
all over.
From Italy. And then when I'm done with the show, I go in and I get the analytics, and they're like people that have listened, the listening to the show have been coming in from like 10 different countries right now. So thank you guys
That's
for
great.
That. Really, really appreciate all of the love. So SEO. Talk to me more about SEO. I think it's the thing that really confuses people the most. They don't know how to get it. They don't know how to get it. They don't know what it is. Enlighten us, please.
Yes. Well, there's really two parts to SEO. There's things you need to do inside your website that Google likes to see. Google's really setting the standard for what we want to have in a website.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the things away from your website that are more popularity things, just
mm-hmm.
like voting for a president. If you don't get enough votes, you're not going to be president.
Right.
But by having links and articles and things in other places, which includes social media,
right.
then Google sees that interest level, and they see your domain. So it counts to Google like a vote.
Right.
And then that helps you move up in
okay.
the rankings.
So I'm going to remind everybody again, 866-472-5795. If you want to have a question for David, you want to talk to him, great. If you want to sign up for the free giveaway because you're going to get a 30-minute consult with David, that's exciting. Ciao, Claudio. that's really exciting that you're going to get a free giveaway, mm-hmm. gift from him for a 30-minute consult. So you're going to want to go to clarissaburt.com and sign up there. And at the end of this show, we're going to tell you who wins that.
Right.
That we've already gotten. It's funny how we've gotten pretty much all women up until now have been. There hasn't been one guy yet that's
Gabe
won.
Gabe called in.
No,
oh,
that,
you're
that,
right.
that had
oh,
won.
So,
that
oh,
that
yes,
won. Gabe
yes.
called in, but we haven't gotten anybody
yes,
out.
Ciao, right,
how,
right.
Hey, Brant.
Now,
waiting to hear from you, Brant.
One more thing that I see with Facebook, not with Facebook, with
right.
websites.
Right.
people create a website thinking that if I build it, they will come.
Right.
Well, think of it differently. Think of it like a party. You're not just going to have a party, buy all the food, and set up the tables and everything, and then not tell anybody.
Right.
No, you have to take step and invite people. It's the same thing with a website. You need to invite people. And what better way than with social media?
Social media, right. Exactly. Let's see. We talked about, okay, what else can I ask you? What else do you want to tell people? Because I know, you know, there's so much that you know. What are the top, like, three concerns for people in social media? And is it the time? Is it time a consideration? Because it is the part-time job. You know, it really is.
It can. Because so often, you know, especially a small business owner, they're busy with everything. They're busy with their employees, handling payroll, doing the bookkeeping. And what do they forget about or they don't have time for?
Right.
A website and the social media.
Right,
two most important things to help bring them new customers.
In fact.
So that's where I can come in. I can come in and help them either, if they truly want to do it themselves, I can provide education to get them started in the right way.
Right. Okay.
If they want to just turn it over and delegate it to me, I'm happy to just take it over and do it for them.
Tell everybody again how they can find you.
My website, flashforwardsites.com.
FlashForwardSites.com. David Johnstone, he's the man.
Right.
Has seven dogs. I don't know how he does it, but he does. He has seven dogs.
They're little dogs.
They're little dogs. Yeah, but every time I call, they still bark. Okay, I'm glad. Yeah, I can hear seven barkers in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another question for you, and that is, here's a question. Can people find you in Google? What the heck does that mean? I can provide a report.
Yes. Yes. So if Google is able to, let me say that different. Google keeps track of everything.
Right.
You know, who's searching? What are they searching for?
Right.
What are they clicking on? How quick are they on that page before they leave?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of data out there. So Google's happy to give that to the website owners.
Right.
You just have to ask for it.
Okay.
So I can help people with getting that data if they want it, and they should want it.
Okay. Does your website include all the elements Google likes to see in a website? I think we've touched upon that already.
Yeah,
but what are those elements?
I mean,
what's Google looking for? I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
Jeez, well, they're really something
the
that Google.
The top elements is the keywords in the body of the page. We talked a little bit about that earlier,
but
I have the keyword in there. The second thing, the title, that there's a title tag that shows up when you're looking at your browser, and it's got the tab at the top of the browser, and it's got some words in there. That's the title tag. Google's looking at that to see, is your keyword in there?
Right. Okay.
So if you're trying to sell cars and your title doesn't say anything about cars, then it's not helping you.
Okay. What about selling online, David? There's so many different platforms now, you know, between Shopify and Amazon and eBay, and, you know, that's a whole world, you know, onto itself.
Yes.
How can you, what kind of insight can you give us around selling online?
Yeah.
What do we need to know?
It's the same thing as what we were just talking about. That when you have that website, whether you're trying to sell something or do something else, you need to tell people about it. You have to advertise it. There's free things you can do. There's paid things you can do. But you have to tell people. You just can't build it and hope that they're going to come.
Well, how about what are some of the free things? What are the couple of resources there?
Well, social media. They're all free. You know, you can promote on Twitter. You can do an Instagram, you know, highlight your products.
Right.
Even if you look at Amazon.
Instagram's become huge when it comes to selling now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge selling platform, which it really, I don't think it started out. It was not intended to be that when it started out. Or maybe it was and we just didn't know it yet.
No.
Right?
No, but there's a lot of businesses using Instagram. It's very popular now.
Right.
So even for Amazon, you know, we all know Amazon. We know that they're trying to sell stuff. And people do the buying on Amazon. They don't do it in social media, but they use it smartly. They tease you with, hey, look at this deal that we have going on. Learn more here, and which takes you to the website, and that's perfect.
Right.
So somebody who's got an e-commerce store, they want to use social media, highlight their offers, whatever, you know, do they have something on sale or is it a new product, whatever it is. And so then we can get them over to the website to actually take the next step and buy it.
Cool. Okay, well, we do have our next guest, so let's move on. That's some really great information, great content there, David. Thanks for that. And I know it's very much appreciated. Again, everybody, remember, go sign up. We're going to give David a 30-minute consultation with David as our giveaway today. You're really going to want to get with him because, as you can see, he's a wealth of knowledge. And I have another guest that I just met. It's funny how, you know, when you're up and out and we're entrepreneurs and we're traveling and we're, you know, we're we're here and we're there and we're everywhere and we're going to a lot of these different events. I went to an event in San Diego this week called T-Rex, and T-Rex is another shopping e-commerce site that I'm actually started on. You know, you've spoken to the owners, and because I'm building also my Shopify, my e-commerce on T-Rex as opposed to Shopify, because I just felt that it might be a better way for me, my entree, let's say, for me into the e-commerce site. So I got into to this event, and there's this one guy that got up and spoke. There were about five of them on the panel, but this guy just really stood out for me. And I'd like everybody to say hello to Erwin Dominguez. Are you there, Erwin? Erwin, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
How are you doing? You're welcome. It's so great that you could join us. You know, I told everybody, I'm sure you heard, that I was really impressed by your presentation on stage this week in San Diego. And your story is really incredible because, as it goes, it's you it went from zero to $1 million in 8 months with, you know, online e-commerce. And that's enough to blow anybody away. How did you do that? Give us some insight. Hello and welcome. Wow.
So, to make a long story short, I mean, unfortunately, the blog post or that headline that you just mentioned didn't talk about all of the work that was being done before that.
Okay.
I always knew the power of online advertising, specifically on Facebook. So I was the type of person that would really engulf myself in learning things.
Right.
But when I first started learning about Facebook advertising, where I primarily advertise for e-commerce, it really scared me. I would spend $40, for example, and if I didn't see any sales, I'd get scared and I'd be deterred and I'd just go away from it. But when I heard about the opportunities that e-commerce could provide with Facebook, I just said, you know, I just got to give this a shot. So fortunately, with all the learning that I was doing before and just working on a positive mindset, things just clicked, and it was just been a fun ride ever since.
That's awesome. So what did you decide? What were your, you know, straight out of the gate, what were some of the first things you decided to, I mean, first of all, I know a little bit about e-commerce, and I know how many moving parts there are. So, okay, so you go to T-Rex, and you sign up, and what happens then?
So after you sign up, you want to make sure that you have a payment processor set up. And then I use Shopify,
okay.
So it's all integrated from there. And then after that, you want to find out what you want to sell.
Uh-huh.
And when I first started selling online, I started drop shipping because I did not want to deal with inventory
right.
and any of those other issues.
Erwin, I'm going to stop you, Erwin, because we have to go to break, but stay right there. We're going to be right back. You are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The Greg Reed Show takes you behind the scenes with some of the most successful entrepreneurs and influencers the world has to offer. Greg S. Reed is known as a master storyteller and a highly sought-after motivational keynote speaker. You'll learn that successes have their downsides and challenges as well. Find out how Greg and his guests have overcome these challenges to become some of the top influencers today. Listen to The Greg Reed Show, Mondays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, we're back, and we have Erwin Dominguez on the line. He is an e-commerce entrepreneur that I met this week in San Diego, and he has some really great information for those of you that are interested in learning more about selling online or getting started selling online. So you were saying that you went to T-Rex, you signed up, and that you use Shopify as your e-commerce piece. How, explain that. I'm not really quite sure what that means.
Yes. Oh, so I actually use Shopify.
Mm-hmm.
So Shopify is just like T-Rex. It was the first thing that I was introduced to when I first got started with e-commerce. So I decided just to use this platform. So I signed up for Shopify. And then from there, I needed to figure out what products to sell.
Right.
Because I already knew that I was going to advertise on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I was told about a strategy, which is called drop shipping. And you could choose items from China directly from a website. It's called AliExpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on that website, there literally are hundreds of thousands of different items that you could choose from. And you could automatically integrate into your store with the click of a button.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first started, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew jewelry. I had a, you know, I was doing some research online, and it appeared that jewelry was doing well on Facebook.
Right.
So I decided to look for jewelry that appealed to certain demographics, because the powerful thing about Facebook is you could target people based on their interests and their behaviors.
Uh-huh.
And when I first started, I was looking for people that not only liked jewelry, but were interested in turtles and in giraffes. So I went into AliExpress.com. I specifically looked for turtle necklaces and giraffe necklaces, integrated into my store. I started running ads. I didn't know what I was doing. And then I think within the next day, I got my first sale, and I've just been addicted ever since.
Right. Did I read somewhere? now, I read somewhere. I think it was on Oberlo?
Dot co,
not .com, .co, if I remember correctly, that when you got your first sale, you really weren't that excited about it. It was like, okay, I guess I'm off to the races. So, well, I guess you got excited about the million, though.
Honestly, yes and no. The blog post actually had the date wrong, or the timeline wrong. I think it was 5 or 6 months. I don't really recall.
Okay.
But after it was published, it would look weird if you actually reduce the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, it looks so spammy or whatever.
Right.
So you started to resource,
you know, the products that you wanted to sell, and you're doing that out of China. But, I mean, so many moving pieces. You have to learn, you know, how to work with the Chinese, and you've got to learn how to get the stuff shipped over here, and then you've got to get, you know, the piece that gets the stuff actually sent, the distribution, I guess, is what I'm looking for, the word.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know why it wasn't coming to me. So, I mean, there's so many moving pieces. How did you learn them all? So the question is, how did you learn them all?
So I learned them as they came along. Mm-hmm. My problem in any business venture or anything that I tried before is I used to think too much. Like, a common question that a lot of people that are just getting started into e-commerce, they ask me, well, how do you deal with customer service? How do you deal with this and that? And I'm saying to them, you shouldn't worry about customer service because you don't have any customers.
Mm-hmm.
So my first thing that I knew that I had to do was to sell. So
right.
I started selling, and it got to the point where I couldn't process the orders myself.
Right.
I know I needed to hire help.
Right.
Because I know there's websites like Upwork.com where you can hire really cheap virtual assistants for literally $3 an hour.
Right.
So every time a potential challenge came, that's when I started tackling it. So the next thing was looking for someone to process the order.
Right.
Now, after that, customer service got ridiculous for myself to handle, my wife too. And it really put us in a bad mood. So we're like, you know what? We have to hire someone else. We have to outsource it.
Right.
So every time a challenge came, we dealt with it head on right then and there.
Right. And so you're saying that you sell on Facebook and on Instagram. Weigh in a little bit. Like, one is better than the other. Are you split testing? How does that all work? And what about cost-wise?
Well, as far as how it works, I usually start when I test an item. Usually it's on Facebook most of the time. And if I see that an item's performing well on Facebook, then I bring it over to Instagram as well. Since the Facebook advertising platform is the same exact back end, so to speak, for Facebook and Instagram, it's literally just pushing a button if I want to switch it over the ad from Facebook to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I usually do split tests. But that's after I'm getting sales already.
Mm-hmm.
But I always, 99.9% of the time, always start on Facebook.
Right. You said that you also, you kind of taught yourself the process by watching YouTube videos or buying courses or hiring coaches. How much did you spend on that? And, you know, is that something that you would suggest to others?
Definitely, yes. Get a course and hire a coach. But the difficult part is finding someone that you can trust. That's the most difficult part, because there's so much information out there. There are a lot of, unfortunately, there's people that are giving false information. I mean, if you think about it, when you're going to school and if you have to learn science, I mean, you already know that the teacher has been vetted. This person is going to teach you science over the next 16 weeks or however long the semester is. Mm-hmm. In this world of entrepreneurship, there is no curriculum, so to speak. You have to find your teacher. You have to vet them and make sure that they have solid information for you to learn. So the quickest way, if you do have some resources, if you have some money, is to definitely hire a coach and or get a course, a proven course that can walk you through the process from A to Z of how to get started.
Right. And is there one that you preferred over another? One that you could suggest?
I'm sorry, Claire.
One that you could suggest?
Well, one that I started using when I first started was called Physical Product System. And then I hired the guy who created it to coach me. His name is Matt Schmidt. Mm-hmm. I don't think that course has been updated in a while. It's kind of outdated, but the principles are really good. And that's what I used to really start taking off.
Right. And all of this is coming from, by the way, may I say, and I don't, you know, you sent it to me, so I know I can say it. It's a high school dropout.
Yes, that's me.
What? Wait a minute. This is a great backstory here. I got to dig a little deeper into that. I got to do it. Sorry, David. David's looking at me. He wants to ask you a couple of questions as well. But, okay, what's the story there? Why'd you drop out? Any particular reason?
I was not a good kid. In elementary school, I was a good student. But when I was introduced to middle school and high school, I wasn't really concerned about academia. I was concerned about being cool, which... You know, when I listen back to this interview, I'm just going to be like, wow, it's hard to believe that. That's what I was thinking before. But in my mind also, the cool kids were the ones that were not going to class, the ones that were, you know, drinking and smoking at a premature age. And I thought that was cool, and I got attracted to that.
Right.
It got to the point where I wasn't paying attention in school, got bad grades. And in 10th grade, I was given an ultimatum to independent studies or to go to another bad school. I decided to do independent studies, and that worked from there.
Right. And then, so after that, you became a CPA. You were a financial analyst, right?
Yes. So fast forward several years later, I moved down to San Diego, changed the scenery, met my girlfriend now, who's my wife at the time.
Oh,
she got me straight.
And aren't you, was it you that's becoming a daddy soon?
Yes, my son should be here in like another month.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Do you know, boy or girl?
Thank you. I'm sorry?
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Awesome. Oh, that's exciting. So from a high school dropout who goes from zero to $1 million in 8 months, what else would you leave with other people that, because you've got an amazing overcoming story, which is just really, you know, it's very enlightening and heartening. What else would you leave with anybody that wants to follow in your, you know, in your successful footsteps?
It just to get started. I mean, e-commerce, it's so early still. And you just have to get started and just be committed. It literally costs no money to get this business started. Mm-hmm. If you're going to franchise a company, a business that's going to cost several hundred thousand, not to mention operating capital and everything else that's needed. If you're going to go to school, that's $30,000-$40,000 plus to go to college at the very least. Whereas with this, I would feel comfortable getting started with just $500, and that's including the advertising budget.
Right.
I mean, it costs literally nothing. And like I mentioned, just get a course, a proven course, and or hire a proven coach to help guide someone to speed up the process.
Right. I was talking to somebody last night, you know, up in where I live, very close to where I live, who I actually found online. And a young kid, he's got to be in his 30s. You know, I say kid because they're kids to us, aren't they, David? They're kids to us,
aren't they, David? Yes.
And he was the nicest guy on the planet, just really, really kind. And they have their own, you know, they create their own meetups. They create their own groups, because here's the other thing that came out of the event in San Diego. Erwin, and I think you'll agree, and you might have even said it, is that, you know, whereas there is an awful lot of competition that is happening in online commerce, it's still, can I say piss in the Mississippi? Is that not nice for a lady to say? it's still not a whole lot of people in the business yet of selling online. So there's so much room for other people to jump in and join in. But so what's your thought about that? Is that a yes or a no or I mean, because I know it's also flooded with competition.
I agree wholeheartedly. There's plenty of room to jump in. I mean, there's 7.5 billion people on the planet, yeah. 1.9 billion active users on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
so go for it.
More and more people are jumping in, but it's still so wide open. Definitely go for it. Go all in.
So go all in. What was the product, yeah. if you don't mind sharing with us, what was the product that you had the most success with? Maybe the one you didn't even see coming?
I can't really talk about
it. Can't talk about it. Okay,
it,
yeah, I know.
It's something that someone posts on their wall. How about that?
Okay, well, that's good. That's close.
I had no
it's
idea
so funny.
That it would take us to do it.
Yeah, okay. And then working with Facebook, and have you ever worked with Amazon, by the way?
I have, and actually, I quote-unquote failed with Amazon. It was a horrible experience at the time.
Yeah.
But that experience is actually teaching me a lot now because I'm developing my own personal unique products, and that experience of the failures before are mm-hmm. helping out.
A lot of people were voicing concern about the way they were treated with Amazon. It's kind of scary because, you know, you put a lot of time, effort, money, resources, and the like into the business, and God knows it's got to be 15 to 20, you know, almost 15-hour days just getting this thing started, and then all of a sudden, with a click of a switch, you are out. Mm. And so these are the risks, you know, these are the risks that I don't know that everybody knows going in. So I think it's one of the things that's worth mentioning. And what I think I understood is that T-Rex doesn't do that. And this is not a plug for T-Rex. It's just to say that our good friends over at T-Rex are much more flexible, if you will, when it comes to the flub-ups that are invariably going to happen when you're getting started. I'm terrorized to get onto Amazon, quite frankly,
David. You just got to take the step.
Yeah, take the step. Well, I'm going to take the step with you next to me, David, because I'm not going anywhere without you. But with that even being said, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you now, Irwin. I know that this was last minute and that you juggled around, you know, your really intense schedule to be with me today. So thanks again so much for being here. Lots and lots of love and success in your business, and certainly lots of hugs and to your wife and your new baby on the way.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. And please let me know if you ever need help with anything else.
Oh, you'll be the first to know, Irwin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Irwin. Talk soon. Bye. Great guy. I
mean, yes,
yeah, isn't
yes.
that great? I mean, $1 million in 8 months. I mean, it kind of makes you want to take the dive. It is break time, everybody. Stay there on Facebook Live. Don't go anywhere. And we are coming back with a very special guest that nobody saw coming until yesterday. You're going to be very, very surprised. We'll be right back. You are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt, and I've got a very special guest, David. I don't know, as you know, you didn't know about this yesterday because we went down the show flow yesterday, and I didn't mention it because I only found out, you know, at a certain point yesterday that I was going to be graced by the presence of my brother Paul. And my brother Paul, you have to know, is one of the most successful people on the planet, and he's an entrepreneur, much like most of the people that we have on this show. But he's an entrepreneur at, you know, a really very in a very successful level. I love him with all my heart, and he has this really great new, I'm going to call it, it's not even a startup. It's been up for a while, but he works on it, you know, 19 hours a day. It's SaveUp.com. And SaveUp.com, here's the deal. Here's what it does. You win prizes. It's an incentivized system where you win prizes by paying down your debt. Did I say that right, brother?
You're absolutely right.
Yes. Okay, I guess the interview's over now. Thanks for being here. Okay, see ya.
I enjoyed that.
So tell us a little bit more about it, brother. What I know that there was a huge play in the beginning, and you can say what you want. I won't give anything away. A huge play in the beginning for you to even, you know, get this, and you were really adamant about wanting to get your hands on SaveUp and to build it up to the place or to the point where it is today. And give us a little bit of the background on it.
Yeah, I will. This company was started out of Silicon Valley by two Stanford grads that had a great vision, and it was to get Americans out of debt if they could and to help them improve their savings, which is a great goal. However, they did believe it was going to be more of a social media play, that people would see that they could do the right thing and they would adopt and download the app and they would progress with the program.
Right.
But the problem with that was it's you know, we weren't Candy Crush. It wasn't something that was viral.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, Priya Haji, who started the company, did pass away. She had a brain aneurysm and passed away right as she had won the 2014 Finovate Award for this product, Best in Show. And a friend of mine who runs the banking division, president of the banking division of Discover Card, tipped me off to it and said, I think this is a great company with a great vision, and I'd love to see Priya's vision continue. And I agreed. So I purchased the company, and it took us, you know, we've owned it about 2 years now. It took us a lot of time to reformulate the company. We thought it was more of an affinity play or an employer play, meaning that it would become an employee benefit that would be given to employees to incent them to get into the 401k plan, to save more money, or to pay down their debt.
Right.
So you're right, Chris. What a member does is if they pay down their debt, any part of it, credit card, loans, anything like that, they earn points.
Right.
If they put money in savings, they earn points. They put money in a 401k, they earn points. Or they watch one of our financial literacy videos.
Right.
It's less than 3 minutes long. Mm-hmm. They answer three questions, and they get points.
Mm-hmm.
This allows them to play real lotteries for real cash.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the stumbling blocks for building this company was to be licensed and registered in every state as a lottery or a sweepstakes.
Right. Wow.
And now that that's done,
wow,
it's real cash. We have a $2 million monthly lottery. Mm-hmm. We hope someone wins that. That would be a great day for
us. Sure.
But we give away cash every day to members for doing the right thing with their finances.
And by the way, it's free to sign up, Paul. It's free to sign up.
It is free to sign up. That will be changing to where the employers pay for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's free for the member, always free for the member.
Mm-hmm.
But someone else will pay for you to be part of it because employers have what many deem a moral obligation to help their employees be financially well in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today the average American savings account balance is $300.
Yeah.
And I can tell you even a small medical emergency would wipe you out.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. You've gotten some really good press since you started up the company, Paul. I mean, from the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, American Banker, Yahoo Finance. Some really, really great press. But can you take us through, for somebody like me who's just, you know, sort of stepping up and wanting to learn? There are four separate, I see here on your website, SaveUp.com, that there are four separate things that someone needs to know about how it works. So it's link, earn, play, and win. Can you enlighten us?
That's right. Sure, of course. So you have to link. And what that means is you go out, you download the app, and you register with us.
Mm-hmm.
You become our member.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that we're your trusted financial partner. We're never going to do anything to sell you products or televisions or appliances, anything that would hurt you financially. We only want to improve your financial well-being, and that's our entire goal.
Right.
So the link part means that you can link your account, you can link your credit card, your home loan, your student loan, your car loan, your mortgages. You link this information into the system or your savings account and your 401k account.
Right.
Once you link them, we have the ability in the back end to do a daily sweep of your accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we would know if you've made a payment to your credit card or to your mortgage or to your car loan. we would, let's assume that payment is $200. Mm-hmm. That evening, we would see that you paid $200 to your car loan, and we award you 200 points.
Wow.
Which you can redeem for plays. Now, we have instant win, scratch-off games, and a monthly lottery. You'll see in the coming year more games of chance, but we are a legal lottery in every state, so we can legally give cash. And if you look at the bottom of the webpage, you'll see that every day we're giving away cash to people
right,
to
right.
do the right thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's real cash.
And so
go ahead.
Yeah, no, please.
No, I'm sorry. We had a $5,000 winner, I think, last week or the week before. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine that, making a payment on your car note and then getting the good news that, you know, you've won $5,000.
Yeah.
It's like, pinch me, what am I missing?
I know.
I know. That's really great.
And so people can win cars and vacations and cash. And
yep.
Let me just, I don't know if you can even answer the question, but what's the biggest cash, the thing that you give away? Is it the cash? Is it the car?
We have every month we host at the first of the month, the $2 million lottery. And that's our most played game. Mm-hmm. That's where most people spend their points mm-hmm. to play that. Now, the computer can choose your six numbers, or you can choose your own six numbers. Mm-hmm. And like any other super lottery, if you get all six, you win $2 million. If you get five numbers, I think you win. I'm sorry that I don't know the amount, but you win. Four numbers, you win,
right.
And so on.
Right.
So the idea is to, you know, have you ever gone to a gas station and attempted to pay, and someone's in front of you buying a lottery ticket?
Right.
And, you know, it always seems to be the person who can least afford to lay down $20
right.
for four tickets.
Okay.
They go outside and they get in a car that they can barely,
right.
Put gas in.
Right.
It always broke my heart to watch people spend money that couldn't afford to do so.
Right.
So therefore, we're saying, let's reward someone for getting themselves out of debt
right.
or increasing their savings.
So we've got
that's
two
the entire goal.
Awesome. We've got two more minutes, Paul. Unfortunately, we've got to close, but we got 2 minutes.
No,
I want to touch the security piece of this, because people are saying this is all great. It's great. But why would you know? What? Where's the security around all this information that I'm giving? So I see that you're
that's really good.
You're like locked and bolted. Yeah.
Well, let me address that. First of all, there isn't the fear of linking accounts that there used to be. Online banking is, of course, very popular. Mm-hmm. We are 256-bit encrypted, 256-bit encrypted, just mm-hmm. like bank-level security. We had to adopt bank-level security in order to become a lottery online, a sweepstakes
right.
online. So that security is there. The other thing you should know is we don't even host here locally. We don't host your passwords. That's done through an external service.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't host the financial information. That's hosted by one of our other partners that does this scraping of your accounts, if you will, in the
right.
background.
Right.
So even if you were to hack in to save up, you couldn't get to the financial information.
Not even if you tried.
Stored on your behalf.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean.
That's awesome.
So that was important. It was important for insuring the product, too,
right.
to get insurance for this.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I do want to thank you for being on the show, Paul. Everybody, take a look. Get over to saveup.com, everybody. This is something you're going to really, really want to know about, want to be a part of, and get over there and win something. My brother's giving a whole bunch of stuff away. Right, Paul? Could I say that?
It sounds really great.
My brother. Yeah.
You'd have to change your name to win, Chris. But go ahead. Give it a shot.
I got 1 minute to close. Who do we got as winners? Hold on there, Paul. If you want to hang on, great. If not,
sure,
I'll talk to you later in the day.
I'd love to.
Hang on while I tell everybody who our two winners is. We got 30-minute
consultation.
With you. Yep.
Yes,
David.
That would be Jackie Chapman.
Jackie Chapman. Awesome. She is winning you. And then
the
t-shirt, thanks to Randy again at Printex Inc. He's got 156,000 square feet worth of factory up in Hannibal, Missouri. So he's the real deal when I talk about printing. Great shirt, good for the 4th of July, and that's going to go to Bobby Miola. Bobby Miola, that's a lady Bobby, by the way. And so that's it. Everybody, you have been in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. You've gotten some great information. David, I can't thank you so much. I can't thank you enough.
Thanks for having
me.
I
was thrilled. But I can thank you enough for being with us today, and you're gonna, I know you're going to be with us every week.
Yes.
Love having you here. We're giving everybody some really, really good info, and they're getting educated, everything you need to know about tech, and everything that's going on with our worlds in social as well.
Yes.
Okay?
All right.
Cool. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll be talking to you next week. Thanks for joining in.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight.
Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.